Join the conversation.
For now, though, I get to talk about Star Wars again for the second time in 1 month. And I'm sorry if you're not a fan. Bear with us, please. But you can never talk about it too much, in my view. And in any case, this next conversation is about much more than just the Star Wars universe. It's about the fact that two South Africans have inserted themselves into that universe and done so with incredible effect. Back on the 4th of May, when we were talking about Star Wars Day and playing the music for you and sharing our love of the franchise, a new series was actually dropping on Disney Plus, an animated series of Star Wars stories. They're called Star Wars Visions. This was Volume 2, and the collection has contributions from animators all over the world. The very last episode in Volume 2 is an animated short made by two Cape Townians, Nadia Darris and Daniel Clark. You may recognize their names. Nadia is a SAFTA-winning director and animator, the co-founder of Goon Valley Animation. Daniel, a director and artist working in animation as well as film and illustration. Both of them have previously worked at our much acclaimed Triggerfish Animation Studios, who actually produced this latest project. And their Star Wars short is called Owl's Song. You can watch it right now on Disney Plus, but let's find out how it happened. I've got both Nadia and Daniel with me on the line this afternoon, and it's welcome and congratulations to both of you. Thank you so much for making time to chat to us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Great to be with you today. Nadia, how does a girl from the Cape Flats end up working with a guy from Bergfleet on a Star Wars story? I mean, I'm geeking out all over here. How did this collaboration happen?
I mean, we're geeking out too, and we still can hardly believe that it actually happened. But basically, we both worked for Triggerfish before. You know, Triggerfish is basically the biggest animation studio in Africa. And so both of us having worked there before, Triggerfish actually got approached by Lucasfilm. And then Triggerfish put out a call to artists that they've worked with in the past. And we obviously fall part of that crew.
Yeah.
And long story short, we pitched some stories, and eventually we pitched to Lucasfilm, and Lucasfilm loved our pitch, and we got selected.
And you got to make
That's
it.
How it happened.
Now, Daniel, yeah. Confession, were either of you, neither of you, or both of you actual big Star Wars fans before this?
Sounds a bit of a trap. It's a trap. we've been hesitant to say fans, because a Star Wars fan has a lot of... connotations, but yep. Yes, we love and enjoy the Star Wars films for sure.
Okay. Tell us a little bit more about Our Song and the storyline that you created, Daniel, for those who've not yet seen it.
Sure. So the film is, without giving away too much, because hopefully people to go watch it.
Yeah.
It's about a young girl who accesses the Force, connects to the Force through singing, which was based on an idea Nadia had actually, because she sings. And how she connects to the land through her voice and through the Force, and how her father is afraid of this connection because he doesn't understand it, and how she has to sort of decide whether she's going to be who her father wants to be or respond to this calling.
The great teen dilemma of parents who don't understand us. Daniel, I mean, there's something very universal in that. You could tell that story outside of the Star Wars universe and it would resonate with many people, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, I think for Nadia and I, it's very important that we draw from our own experiences, that the emotions all felt real and relatable. And, you know, and then we insert that into the grand opera that is Star Wars.
Yeah. Nadia, Daniel's mentioned that in terms of drawing on your own experience, the story of the singing and of singing being more than just making music, I know is one that jumps directly out of your own life experience. My understanding is that singing had to be a bit of a clandestine experience for you at one point in your life, and something you've were determined to embrace but weren't sure your family would understand.
Yes, well, you know, I grew up in come from a very religious background. And, you know, like with many religions, there's a lot of singing and, and chanting and playing in with music and, you know, which I loved and I enjoyed very much. But it was quite the male-orientated, you know what I mean? It was always the men that got to really sing out loud and really got to sort of explore their passions, you know, with their voice. Yeah. And so I did a lot of sneaking out and singing for rock bands and, in bars and when I was sort of not old enough. But that's how I sort of discovered the power that comes with, you know, singing out loud. And I mean, since then, you know, right now, I just make music for myself in my room or, you know, just sort of intimately. It's quite an intimate experience, and it reveals so much to me, and it's helped me get through alone and sort of work through a lot of my emotions and all of that, you know. So there's just a value that comes with singing and using your voice that is sort of, I think, underappreciated or not spoken about enough or not encouraged enough. You know, it's not about singing like Whitney Houston necessarily. It's just about using your voice and letting that voice, you know, course through your body and reveal things to you. And yeah, it's just, you know, taking it back to Star Wars, you know, for us, it felt like a very natural way of engaging with the Force. Mm. And one that we haven't really seen explored before, so.
Yeah. Yeah. And the actual voice animating the character in the short, I believe your voice is in there, Nadia, but you're not actually voicing the main character. Is that right?
No. Yeah. The character is, and the lead character is voiced by two wonderful little girls, Deneo and Abilo.
Yeah.
But my voice is in there. I sang a bit, but Daniel's voice is in there as well. There are many voices in there because we actually try to use the human voice as much as possible throughout the soundscape. So with the sound effects, you know, the sound of the ships or the sound of the rocks falling and cracking, you know, whether you can tell or not, you can listen to it, see or hear, you'll hear the human tone. But we've layered the human voice throughout the form. And so it was quite collaborative. We both got to have a lot of fun behind the microphone and make all sorts of fun sounds.
Brilliant. Just for anybody who came in late to the interview, my guests on the line to us are Nadia Darris and Daniel Clark, who are the two Capetonians behind the new Star Wars short animated piece. Al's song is the last episode in the new Star Wars Visions series. Volume 2 has gone live on Disney Plus earlier this month. And I mean, let's talk a little bit, Daniel, about the nods to your South Africanness that are in there. I mean, as much as this stands on its own and holds its head proud against pieces from all over the world as a piece of great global standard animation, you've managed to sneak in quite a lot of South African touches, haven't you?
Yeah, well, for Nadia and I, we didn't want to sort of like add an aesthetic veneer of Africanness or South Africanness. We kind of just wanted to trust that we were South African and that if we were kind of true to our own experiences, that it would come through. But, you know, some of the more obvious things like the world, the environment, we're both in Cape Town. So we were quite specifically inspired by Chapman's Peak. So if you look carefully, you'll see Fynbos all over the place, the rock formations. Everything is very much, you know, it was an emotional in for us, for the world of Star Wars to be like the world around us. And also the relationships are a bit more traditional, a bit more conservative, which is more familiar to us as South Africans. And of course, all the stuff Nadia talked about with singing, you know, how integral singing is in almost every African culture, every situation, really.
And the design of your lead character herself is, I believe, at least in part, inspired by Ndebele dolls. Is that correct?
Yeah, so it's inspired by a bunch of things, but definitely Ndebele dolls. That sort of, she looks like she's made from felt.
Yeah.
So it's all like cloth, felt, tactile materials, beads, sort of large color blocking, geometric shapes. Nadia and I were also watching some Urukuma, which is a Japanese stop film thing at the time, and some Ghibli influences, the Japanese studio. But yeah, I mean, definitely a sort of hodgepodge, but African at the core.
Nadia, African at the core and popular at the core, because looking at some of the critics' ratings on most of the lists I've seen, this episode is rated either at number one or number two in the critics' sort of ranking of the episodes within the series. The fans are obviously loving it. People are so responding to the relationship between the father and daughter in particular. How are you guys feeling about the early feedback on your segment?
Well, I think when we make the film, you know, you know, all the stories, all the relationships, all the characters, everything is completely inspired by personal experiences, you know, real experiences. And it's so, I think the thing that gets us the most with the feedback that we are seeing is that people seem to be saying the things that we said to each other when we were talking about the story, when we were coming up with these ideas, you know, when we were making the film. And I think that is, it's sort of an indescribable feeling to hear someone on the other side of the world say the things that you said when you were, you know, when we were in our sort of apartment room discussing these things. I think it's just, you know, I think it pays testament to just the potential of connection that we have you know, as humans across the planet, that, you know, a little 15-minute short film inspired by intimate experiences that Daniel and I have had, has having that, like, touch the hearts of people all over the globe. I mean, that's just something that we appreciate greatly. We feel great gratitude and privileged to have been able to be part of something like this, you know. So we're just really just feeling grateful, I think.
Well, congratulations to both of you, firstly on being selected to be part of this project, but secondly on how well it's been received by audiences and critics alike. My final question to each of you in turn is what next? Nadia, seeing as I've still got you on the line, what's where to from here?
I mean, I'm interested in telling stories, authentic stories, and that's, I'm always working on a story some way, somehow, you know, making music, telling stories. So I don't know where that will go, if it goes, you know, if it becomes another big thing or not, but that's what I'll be doing.
Well, thank you and good luck with it, Nadia. And Daniel, same question to you. Any plans, any new projects underway already?
I've kind of gone back to my bread and butter, which is illustration and design, and just to take a break to sort of get my energy back. Both of us gave everything to this film, so we're both very drained. I'm still recovering. But hopefully something new. Like Nadia, I'm always working on new stories, so we'll see.
Well, thanks for making time and energy to speak to us today. And I guess I have to close by saying, may the force be with you, both of you. Nadia Darice and Daniel Clark, the animators responsible for Our Song, which is the last episode of Star Wars Visions Volume 2. It went live on Disney Plus on the 4th of May, Star Wars Day. You can still watch it right now if you'd like to. If you've got access to the Disney platform, go looking for Star Wars Visions Volume 2.